Welcome to Business as a Magical Practice, where your business is the vehicle for your self-integration and soul evolution. My name is Sam Garcia, and I'm the founder of Dirty Alchemy Digital Marketing. And I'll be guiding you through how you can use your business as a spiritual practice and what magical businesses are doing to hit their goals and change the world. Together, we'll be relating the mystical to the world of business so that our work can unite spirit and matter, shadow and light, conscious and unconscious. Let's dive in.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Business as a Magical Practice. This is Sam Garcia. You probably already know me. And today we're talking about the three signs that you are blocking your destiny. Oof, such a good topic. And I don't think I'm particularly special in wanting to feel free. I could blame my human design manifestor type, but if you're a business owner, I'd bet $10,000, $100,000 that you crave it too. And I remember back when Danielle Laporte's Desire Map, that book came out, I think it was 2011, maybe it was 2013, but in the book, you create your core desired feelings, and her argument is around, we do things in order to feel a certain way. So we want to make the money goal because we want to feel successful or blah, blah, blah. So instead, she has this process for creating goals instead of around circumstances or around results, and instead going from feelings first. So what are your actual core desired feelings? And one of the things back when I was 21 and doing this process, or whatever year ended up being, was freedom was one of them. I want to feel free. I want to feel free. And that has turned into starting a business, right? It was going into freelancing. It was working remotely. That's what it started out right in the beginning. And eventually it is owning a business and having people working for me, so I have time off and all the things. Because I wanted to set my own hours. I wanted to choose who I'd work with. I wanted to be in control of my success, and it worked. But when you know you can make anything happen because you're quote unquote willing to do the work, a sneaky little thing implants in your brain. You start to think that your business needs you. It needs you to show up. It needs you to clock the hours. It needs you to make sure nothing falls through the cracks. And while this sneaky little thing has got you to this level of success, right? That willingness to do the work got you to this level of success. It also happens to be what is causing you to feel exhausted, overwhelmed, drained. And so that's our little preface going into three signs you are blocking your destiny. And my friends, this is not an argument in fate versus free will. Okay. Because I mean, first of all, if you believe in astrology, you believe on some level in the concept of fate or destiny. And I personally believe a lot in free will and fate, but in free will. And some astrologers say that some charts have more fate versus more free will. And I've felt very connected to having a lot of free will. And I do think there's always an interplay of fate and free will and destiny and free will, whatever you want to call it. And I had a really visceral experience of this when I did ayahuasca. I've only done it once. It was 2013. And I had this vision of being essentially like a nymph in the forest. And I could go down into these little forest glades, and I could spend a lifetime in a glade, and I could choose to come out of the glade and go to another one. But there was like this resistance or pull that would make you want to stay in the glade. And I afterwards really integrated it as we make these big choices in our lives that take us into these, we can go into whatever forest glade we want, but we make certain choices and we end up in a forest glade, and then it becomes a lot harder to get out of the glade. Okay. So anyways, our topic today is three signs you're blocking your destiny. And in this regard, I'm talking about destiny in the sense that work that you feel destined to do. So work that feels good, work that feels natural to you, work that feels meant to be. And there's a lot of synchronicity that comes up around it. So first sign that you're blocking your destiny is that you are working too much. If you are working too much, that is a great sign that you are blocking your destiny. because your time is very full. There's not a lot of extra space in your calendar, not enough time for the practices that connect you with synchronicity. And I personally always find the most synchronicity when I actually leave my house as someone who works from home. And I love this idea that God or the universe works through other humans, because a lot of us as online business owners, we spend a lot of time at home and we're less likely to nurture all of the potential connections we could be having in the physical world of our 3D reality. But in knowing that synchronicity works through other humans and our answers to our prayers or answers to our manifestations can come through other humans, we actually need that time and space to go out into the actual world that doesn't involve work. Another part of this is when you're working too much, you're often pushing, okay? Too much action can be a band-aid for not actually being open to receiving. So with this sign of working too much being this block for blocking your destiny, could this be this block to living out your destiny? When we're working too much, we're often pushing, and we're doing that because we're focusing so much on action that we're not doing the things that would open us up to receiving and actually letting ease and flow bring that thing into our life. Okay. So our second sign, the second sign that you are blocking your destiny is feeling drained. So you're feeling tired, you're feeling exhausted, you're feeling drained. This is a great sign that you are blocking your destiny. Oftentimes this is because it is like we were just talking about, you're pushing, but it could also be that you're focusing and doing the wrong things. Wrong, not as in a right or wrong way, but in the not aligned, not in flow, not genius level things. Or you're just taking on too much at once. And obviously there are some times when being drained and exhausted is just a piece of life. Talking about new moms, looking at you. Or when you're just starting out on your business, there's a lot of just things you need to learn and do. But if you're feeling drained, this can be a wake-up call that you need more help in your life if you are in that state, because we are social creatures and we are meant to work in community and look for solutions around us and think outside of the box around how we can be collaborative, how we can be supported in these times where there's new things coming in. When we're outside of those, so stepping aside of that, when you're drained by your business, this can be a sign that you're actually on the wrong path and you're not aligned with your destiny. So there are actually ways that you can set up your business so that the work that you hate can be automated or delegated. This will actually open us up to being able to get back on that path of being in our destiny. So yes, your destiny will include hard work, but if you're consistently drained, if you're consistently exhausted, it could be the sign that you're doing the wrong work and you're not doing the work that you're destined to be doing. Okay. It's not actually pulling you on that path. And with the synchronicities, with the signs that come forward that tell you that you're on the path for your destiny. So the third sign that you're blocking your destiny is that you have low libido. So this is often an indicator that your sacral chakra is deactivated. You have no zest for life. You have no sex drive. And as you most likely know, your sacral chakra is your creation center, right? It's your sexuality. It's your creation. And if we are creating our destiny, then it comes from desire and from our sacral chakra. Okay. So when we are following our desire and following our synchronicity and following our magic and following the work that we're meant to be doing, we're actually on the path towards our destiny, right? This is where like the fate and free will actually merge together in this really weird way of like, is it fate or is it free will? If I'm following my desire, is that fate? Was that put in predestined or, you know, all those things. But when your sacral chakra is deactivated, and this is the area behind your belly button, or like they say, I think like three inches behind your belly button. If it feels numb, it can be a sign that you have trauma. Okay. And doing somatic therapy or working with a therapist around that, if you have trauma in that area. But it can also point to you just living too much in your head and being disconnected from your body, right? If you have, and in this society, it is so common to be mercurial. It's so common to be thinking a lot. It's so common to put our value in our thoughts, in our mind, in our head. And so disconnection from the body becomes almost standard in our culture, of us not following our body wisdom, not following our pleasure, not following our desire, not following our hearts. We're instead rationalizing and following our head. But if you're listening here, you are probably already aware of the wisdom of the body. So I'm not going to go too much into that. But when we're actually able to reconnect with our sacral chakra and that creation center and that desire, then we can use that desire to point us in the direction of the work that we're destined for. So activating this chakra can connect you to your destiny. Just a quick recap of those three signs. So three signs that you're blocking your destiny is that you're working too much. Sign number two is that you're drained, exhausted, tired. And the third one is that you have a low sex drive because you have a deactivated sacral chakra. Hope you can see, being willing to do the work, quote unquote, willing to do the work, can actually block you from your destiny because you're actually leaning into that pushing. And like, I can share from my own story, like there has been so much autonomy and sovereignty and being like, oh, I can just work for it. Oh, I'll just make it happen. Right. And we can actually start leaning into it because it gives us this measure of control and it gives us this measure of I can do anything, but really it can pull us away from what we're destined to be doing because it's pulling us away from our own intuition. It's pulling us away from our own desires and our own sensitivity to what the right direction is that we need to be going in to be following our destiny or our genius or our desire, whatever you want to call it. A piece of this is that plays into this is actually getting shit off your plate that you aren't meant to be doing, obviously, right? Delegating, deleting it from your to-do list. And what your business really needs to be doing for this is your business does need to grow up. It needs to have its own power and energy. And when you keep babying your business and using your will in order to push your business forward, it's kind of like you're trying to nurse your preteen. Nobody wants that. When really what it needs is it needs some independence from you to have its own reputation and relationships. It does not need you helicopter momming it around, trying to control its every move, trying to use your will to push it forward. Because if you remember, you wanted your business so that you could feel free, to have a sense of freedom, to be free in the world. And the question is, are you just ready to let it take the wheel? That can be scary, especially for those of us who are attached to control. I want to invite you to my free live masterclass. It's actually today. So today is March 31st, 2022. And if you're listening in real time, you can join me live at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. The name of the masterclass is called Creatrix. And I have done a masterclass by that same name in the past, but it's actually a brand new masterclass. I just kept the name because I liked the name. And it is about the one simple shift to reclaim your time, dissolve the walls, keeping you stuck in the day-to-day and getting the spaciousness to do what you love. So if you join me live, you will learn the two types of CEOs and why one is costing you success, fulfillment, and higher income months. The one mistake that business owners make that keeps them stuck in the day-to-day of your business. How to unlock the genius you are destined to be known for. I mean, we were talking about destiny today. And then the simple shift to reclaim precious time to do the things you love. So you can hit the link in the show notes to join me live today, or go to thedirtyalchemy.com/creatrix. And that is C-R-E-A-T-R-I-X, creatrix. And you can also catch the replay there at that URL for a limited time if you didn't sign up in time, if you're listening to this at a later date. But I'd love to see you there. I'd love to jump in. I'm really, really excited about this live call. If you listen to the podcast, you hear me pre-recorded. I would love you to actually be in my real energy, in-person energy. So I hope to see you there. Definitely one you don't want to miss because it's going to be really fucking juicy. Cheers to that. Cheers to you living out your destiny or living according to your desires. If you're someone who's anti-fate in the fate versus free will argument. And until next time, I will see you soon.